At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Well, 2024 is going to be a huge year for real estate and real estate investing. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. Welcome into the big show. Today is our Q&A episode where you're going to be able to leave your voicemail questions. We will answer a few of your questions here on the show. Hope you guys had a wonderful holiday season. It is the new year. It is a new time to start thinking about investing. And I wanted to kind of kick today's show off by talking about the predictions for real estate in 2024. You know, if you look at the National Association of Realtors, and you look at their data from 2023, November 2023, we saw up 4%. So we don't have the December numbers just yet because we're right at the turn of the year, and I don't get those numbers out yet. But we're up 4% in home prices in November of 2023. I just want you to think about that for a second. Home prices up in November of 2023 around Thanksgiving time when interest rates were really peaking out, getting, you know, very, very high, right? And started to come down just a little bit. But we still saw home prices up 4%. Now, my prediction, of course, for 2024 is that we are going to see an explosion of, well, first of all, the demand is off the charts, but we are going to see an explosion of bidding wars and pent up, you know, it's like all these people that have been sitting back like a bottle of soda that's been shaken up, waiting to move, to sell the house, to buy a house. All of that is going to come to a head here. And I believe by April, May timeframe, you're going to see an explosion in the real estate market, which, you know, to me means prices are going to go up. You're going to see an explosion of prices over the spring and into the summer. So again, as an investor, you know, that's why I'm buying right now, because even at the end of the year and at the beginning of 2024, because I really want to be able to lock in some of those prices before they go up. So I believe as we look at these numbers, again, this was a 4% increase. The average median home sale price in November was $387,000. That's amazing. So what is going to happen in 2024? I mean, it's anyone's guess, right? There could be major shifts. There could be all sorts of supply chain issues as it relates to the Suez Canal and what happens in the Middle East, of course, what happens there. But overall, right now, the nation has a 3.5-month supply of housing inventory as of November, which is low enough to basically be considered a seller's market. That is in November. It's a seller's market in November. And then you hit the holiday, and then people aren't selling during the holidays. Just imagine what's about to happen in April and May. Again, I'm predicting it here. We will watch it very, very closely, but I'm predicting a crazy spring for the real estate market. Prices going up across the board. Interest rates continuing to come down. So anyway, it's going to be a great, great year for real estate investors. I'm very excited, although I'd want to lock in some of those prices before they go up. That's definitely how I feel about it. Anyway, I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas. We got 3 questions we're going to take here from our viewers today. And yes, I've got a little bit of the Christmas beard growing right now. If you're listening to the audio version, it's like during the holidays when I kind of shut everything down for a little while and just spend time with the family and, you know, relax, read books, play video games, and just like, you know, act like a total bum for a few days. It feels good to just like be a bum for like a couple of days, you know? But also part of that is I hate shaving. So I've got a little beard going on. And now I definitely see the gray in my Santa beard right now. All right, let's get into some questions here. Our first question is from Victor. Oh, by the way, I should mention, if you want to leave us a voicemail question, you can go over to our website, go to morrisinvest.com, click on the microphone icon that's on the right side of the screen there, and then just leave us a 30-second voicemail question. All right, Victor, take it away.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Victor. I am from California. I have recently acquired some equity in my home, and I am wondering what safe parameters you think would be regarding getting a HELOC, what percentages, what to avoid, and if it is worth it going that route in order to invest into a rental property. I know you have mentioned that it is a good idea, but I would like to hear your opinion on how much of that equity we should tap into.
All right. Thanks, Victor. Thanks for the great question. So you're sitting on a bunch of equity in your California home and you're wondering, okay, let's just hypothetically say you've got $200,000 worth of equity in this California home. Okay. And what do you want to use of that $200,000 to buy rental properties out of? You absolutely do not want to invest in California, right? California is the worst state in the country to invest in real estate. It is not a landlord-friendly state. In fact, it's arguably the worst, least friendly landlord state in the country, as you know, being a Californian. So what can you do with that $200,000? Well, personally, and again, I can't give you financial advice and tell you to go and do this, whatever, you know, you do you, I will do me. But if I had $200,000 in equity in my California home, I would get a home equity line of credit versus a cash out refinance. Okay. Now you've probably watched my videos where I've explained the differences between a HELOC and a cash out refinance. The cash out refinance is I'm getting a whole new mortgage, right, with closing costs. And then, of course, those closing costs, you have to, it's a brand new mortgage. So you're paying thousands of dollars to get a new mortgage. And yes, you're getting a lump sum payment from the bank in this transaction. But now you've got a new interest rate and you've essentially, you're starting the clock over again on your 30-year amortization schedule. So I am not a fan of the cash out refinance. Now, there are certain situations maybe where it would be okay, but I am not. Okay. The second choice for me is the home equity line of credit, the HELOC. And there you're getting a credit. You're basically like getting a credit card. And if you want to look at it that way, with a zero balance, you know, you're starting with a zero balance. And then from there, you can do whatever you want with it, but you're not, you get a zero balance when you start out. You're not $200,000 now in the hole. So now you've got this 10 to 15 year revolving sort of like line of credit that the bank is giving you. And it's up to you now. What do you want to do with it? Do you want to take 100 of it right now? Use 100 to buy a rental property or two rental properties. You know, I like to think of our properties at Morris Invest, like the down payment amount is about 50 to 60,000 for a brand new construction property. So when I see like in my brain, when I'm thinking 200,000 in equity, that would get me like four rental properties, basically. I could buy four rental properties and then, you know, you'd have financing for the rest of it, right? But those would provide the down payments for you to buy four properties. Again, we're using a hypothetical number here. I have no idea what your equity position is. But you don't have to use, my point is you don't have to use it all at once. If the bank is telling you, you have $200,000 worth of equity that we're willing to lend on, they're going to give you 80% loan to value ratio anyway, right? So you're going to get a percentage of that, 80% of that 200,000. And then why not max it out? Again, you're starting with a zero balance. So it's not like you're now in the hole. You can use however much of it you want. I would always just want to have the maximum amount at my disposal. You see what I'm saying? Because if I wanted to buy three properties, I could jump on it. Like why, if someone's going to give you 200,000, would you just say to them, yeah, just give me 50? What's the point, right? Now your limit is 50. So if I had $200,000 in equity, I would take the maximum amount that they would give me. That's my long-winded way of saying it. But you know, if the bank's going to extend that line of credit to me, then I can use it however I want. I could use 50 and buy one property, right? Get that up and running. Then I could pay that 50 back, buy the second one, or I could buy four all at once. So again, totally up to you, but personally, I like the idea of maxing it out and I would use a home equity line of credit versus a cash out refinance. I hope that helps. And by the way, I should mention, I mentioned this in multiple videos, you need to shop around. There are banks out there that will do home equity lines of credit. I know it seems like it might be hard to find these days, but they absolutely are out there. You just have to shop around, get on the phone, make a phone call. I would call my friend Dan Krause down at Churchill Mortgage. Great guy. He can point you in the right direction. He might be able to line you up with a home equity line of credit there in California. Great team over there. And they've been fantastic. I love working with their team. And Dan has been amazing. So I would start there. You know, again, we're not affiliated with Dan in any way other than we're friends. And I love his business. He's a great guy. Okay. Next question here from Kevin.
Hi, I'm looking to start investing in USA real estate from Canada. And my Canadian tax accountant has no idea what entity or type of entity I should set up to keep my taxes low, what type of LLC or corporation I should do, or if I should do that at all, to keep my taxes lower and not be double taxed. So if you could just help me with that basic information, that'd be great. And then in 2024, I'm looking forward to start actually investing in real estate. And you guys are at the top of my list to actually have helped me do that.
Hey, thanks so much, Kevin. I appreciate that. And yes, we can help you. So Kevin, you can talk with our team. Our team will walk you through that process at Morris Invest if you're interested. We've helped a number of Canadians do it. You just have to jump through a few extra hoops and hurdles. Among those, you have to make sure you get a tax ID, of course, set up in the United States. So this is important. You have to get a tax ID number set up in the United States. You also must set up a U.S. bank account, and you have to follow U.S. tax laws, okay? So it may require you to reach out to a U.S.-based tax company to speak with them, because if your tax accountant there in Canada is not familiar with the type of entity structure, and I know there's some differences as it relates to LLC structures in Canada, where you would place it. Probably you would be setting up an LLC in the United States, and that's where you would hold that real estate. Now, the beauty of this is that there's a tax treaty. You know, the United States and Canada have a tax treaty, so you won't, without double taxation. So you shouldn't have to worry about that if you're doing it properly. Again, talk with the U.S. tax team on that side. But any U.S. federal and state taxes can typically be claimed as a foreign tax credit in Canada, and therefore you're avoiding double taxation. You know, when we lived in Europe, going through that process, you know, it makes sense. So that tax treaty is structured in such a way that will protect you from being double taxed, right? And if you get that foreign tax credit, then Canada sees that. Oh, you've already paid taxes. Well, we're not going to double tax you for it. But yeah, you're going to want to get the tax ID set up. And I would definitely just talk with our team about the structure in the United States and whether or not you want an LLC set up in the United States. And then, of course, you know, the business account that you're setting up, the business checking account where your rent would flow into. Right. So if you're getting, and if you're paying then U.S. taxes, then of course, with your Canadian taxes, you would then file that as a foreign tax credit, and then you wouldn't be double taxed in Canada. Okay. That's been my experience doing it when we did it in Europe and all of that. So again, the same, it has the same tax treaty in Canada as the United States, as Europe does. So hopefully you found that helpful, Kevin. But again, talk with our team, because then they can find out specifically what your unique situation is. And then also point you in the right direction as far as a tax team in the U.S. that helped you set up an LLC structure or a business structure. All right, next question.
How much does it cost to set up a self-directed IRA?
Okay, great question. Thank you so much, Joe, for that question. Well, it depends on the company that you're using. Now, most of the custodians are only a few hundred dollars. I think Natalie and I pay, I think it's like $200 or $300 to set up the custodial fees. And it's, and that's for one asset. Then you like $300 for a second asset or something like that. So it's very minimal. It's just a few hundred dollars. And then it's sort of an annual, just sort of maintenance fee on the account. It's very, very cheap. There are some though, that it depends on your structures. And there's some SDIRA custodians that will go up to like $2,000, $3,000. I've never had that experience personally. I just know that they're out there. I just want to warn you, depending on which custodian you choose. But it's very minimal. It's like a few hundred dollars. But I wanted you to compare that to like the 401k or these other retirement accounts that have thousands of dollars in fees that are hidden and you don't even know about. That's the beauty of the self-directed account. Just a few hundred dollars to get set up. And by the way, our team can help you get an SDIRA set up in like about 10 minutes. So if you're interested in that, Joe, just book a call with our team over at Morris Invest and we'll help you get set up with an SDIRA in like a few minutes, really. It's literally under 10 minutes. So go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com. Click on that microphone icon that's there on the side of your screen. Leave us a voicemail question and we will attempt to answer those questions here for you on this show. We'll be back next week as January kicks into high gear. I'm very excited about 2024. It's going to be a very interesting year. I mean, we're going to see interest rates going down. We're in an election year, of course. So it's going to be wild in the United States. We have a pent-up demand for housing right now, an absolute, you know, massive demand. So it's going to be a very interesting year to watch out. So happy new year to all of you guys. We'll be back here next week for another Q&A episode. Until then, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.